Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
President of the Philippines issuing an apology to President Obama after using some less than presidential language. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The president of the Philippines says he regrets calling President Obama something we can't mention here on the radio. Obama and President Rodrigo Duterte were scheduled to meet in Laos today, but Obama pulled out of the meeting after the Philippine president launched a tirade against him, saying he wouldn't allow Obama to lecture him about issues in his own country, including the war on crime in the Philippines, which has left a lot of people executed without judicial proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former UFC women's champion Miesha Tate is being praised as a hero for helping a young girl down a mountain. The young girl and her mother were hiking when the girl slipped and broke her leg. Tate carried the girl for miles down the mountain until they could reach a waiting ambulance. The girl had a special message for Tate.
Thank you for carrying me down the mountain, Miesha.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
For those across the South in a flood-related area, if you see a great deal on a car, you may want to think twice.
You may be seeing some great deals on used cars right now, but buying a vehicle from somebody who's not a reputable dealer or somebody you trust can be even more of a risk than usual, because some of the cars that got soaked in the Louisiana floods may be hitting the market in Mississippi now. John O'Hara with the Better Business Bureau says those cars may have been cleaned up, and they may look okay, but
over time, over the next couple of months, rust will set in those connectors, and then you start having electrical issues.
BBB says if you check a car carefully, you may be able to find evidence of water damage, especially under the carpets or in the trunk. Randy Bell in Jackson.
California police are looking for a man connected to an aggressive attempted kidnapping. Here's the story from Jason Campidonia.
The 17-year-old girl from Lemon Grove says she pulled over to change her music playlist when a man pulled up alongside her and started staring. She said it made her feel uncomfortable, so she drove off. She claims the guy then flipped a U-turn and started following her. That's when the girl says the man pinned her car against a concrete wall with his. He then jumped out and tried opening her door. That's when the girl threw her car in reverse and took off. Anyone with any information is urged to call police. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
Apple set to unveil the new iPhone 7 tomorrow. Rumors swirling about what the company's packing into the iPhone, but several hands-free features are anticipated. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters at Weichert with my Real Estate Matters radio show. We're going to start in about 2 or 3 minutes, but first we're going to play a few messages from our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, this is Joe Peters with Weichert, and they've asked me to give you a little about the weather before we get started, so I'm going to take 30 seconds out and take a quick peek. Right now, it's a little threatening out there, and I see something on my, I got that little orange star on a radio, and it's saying weather advisory, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get a thunder boomer in there. It's currently sitting out there at 83 degrees. And if we take a look at the daily forecast, we're going to have the following: mostly cloudy today with a high of 84, tonight around 68, tomorrow mostly sunny and some humidity, and then on Thursday we're going to get mostly sunny, hot and humid around 92. So what I've heard is that when that front that's out there, that was the hurricane, beats its way through to the east, we're going to have the heat from the west come on in, and that's what it looks like is happening. So we're going to have 92 on Thursday, 92 on Friday, 91 on Saturday, and then on Sunday we're going to drop down to 84, and by Monday we're going to be 78, more seasonable. So we're getting there. That yellow monster comes and eats the kids up at the street corner every morning means school has started. So in effect, when that happens, I remember when I went to school, I mean, it was a long, long time ago, we were typically wearing a jacket around the somewhere between the 5th and the 10th when school started, and I think we're going to be seeing that by next week. So this is my monthly real estate update. I typically go on the local level and then come up to the national level and tell you what's happening there. This month, I'm going to do it just the opposite because I think there's a reason why. If we take a look at what's happening nationally, real estate-wise, it's very interesting. I can say it in one word, shortage. We don't have enough houses. We don't have enough houses, and it's slowing the market down a little bit, yet it's still a pretty robust market. Let's take a look what that means to us. The total home sales are up 5% compared to the first half of 2015. So first half of 16 versus first half of 15, nationwide, we're up about 5%. That's good news. The startling news, it could be 10 or 15 if we had enough houses to sell. The existing home sales prices are up about 5%, setting a new record. That's not the case in New Jersey. That's on a nationwide basis, and I'm going to go through New Jersey. We're up about 1.5% so far, and that depends on where you're at and what your price point is. Overall, we've had the best spring in a decade, and last year was the best spring we had in a decade last year. So we beat last year. We're doing much better. And there's a robust appreciation being restored into home equity. And that's what's sort of driving the market. I see it myself personally. Many homeowners are discovering that, hey, you know what? We dropped about 30 to 35% in our home value. We've got a lot of it back. We're probably still about, depending where you're at, depending on your price point, we're probably at about 10 to 15% off the peak we were at, and we'll be back there in a couple of years unless we have some other national catastrophe. We're not doing so bad, and people are starting to realize I've got enough equity to maybe move on with my life. In a lot of cases, they have enough equity to sell again because they were what we call underwater. They might have paid $400 for the house. It was only worth $350, so they'd have to bring $50 closing. So they're making their payments. The credit is fine. The relationship with the bank is fine. They just couldn't sell it. Now they're starting to see at least break even, if not some positive equity, and they're starting to move up. I've got to tell you, I've been doing this for 12 years professionally. This is my 13th year I'm in. And this year, more than the last 10 years combined, I've seen more people come out of the woods that I've dealt with before and say, hey, I'm either upgrading, I want a different type of house, I want a house in a different section of town, I'm downsizing, but I want to buy the house I've got and sell another. I must have six sets of people doing that right now and three or four lined up for the year to come. So 16 was better than 15, 15 was better than 14, and we did have a little bit of a dip on pending home sales in May to June. Naturally, our figures are usually about a month or two late. So we're sitting here at September 5th, I think today is. Maybe it's the 6th. Yep, it is the 6th. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. The modest bump in June sales for first-time buyers can be attributed to mortgage rates near all-time lows, perhaps hopeful indication that more affordable and lower-priced homes are beginning to make their way onto the market. We've been short. So let me, before I go on a national level, tell you what's happening on a New Jersey level. The first-time buyers are typically in the 2 to 350 range. The second-time buyers, which are typically the houses the first-time buyers buy from, are in the 350 to 5 range. We're short on houses in that area. Once you get over 5, we have an adequate amount of houses, and we have maybe not an adequate amount of buyers because we have more houses than buyers. And the higher up you go, the less there is of a market for the houses. And that's always been the case, except that we're starting to see in Hunterdon County especially that get personified at this point in time. We're looking at the seller traffic, and this goes all the way back to May. 13 states showed a very strong. New Jersey wasn't. It was considered weak. And then in June, it increased to 20 states. New Jersey still showing weak. We're taking a look at the housing supply year over year. We're sitting at about 6 months on an average level across the nation. In Hunterdon County, we're sitting at more like 7. In Somerset County, it's more like 6. I'm going to go into those in a little more detail. This summer versus last summer, the demand is up 13% and the supply is down 5%. That is a dichotomy. In other words, we have split direction. We've got demand, it's increasing, and it'll increase more than this next year. Next year is supposedly going to be a banner year, but we're short on supply. And we're short on supply for a couple of reasons. One, some people are still a little short, as I said. Two, some people don't know they've got the equity that they've got in their house. And I guess as my job as a realtor, that's what I try to inform people of. And then the last reason is we're short on supply because we're the largest state in the nation as far as short sales and bank foreclosures. And I'm going to talk about that in detail on our local level as well. More jobs are being added while unemployment continues to drop. That's on a national basis. In New Jersey, it's not that rosy, and I'll get into that. So the man should continue to fuel the housing market. Right now we're looking at 77% cited mortgage rates are a most important factor when they purchase a home. That's three-quarters of the people. That's what's driving the market. Mortgage rates, they're great. You can't imagine getting better than a 3.4% mortgage rate. 35% of the millennials are putting less than 20% down. Very important. You can get into it, and we're going to talk in detail. A house with as little as 3% down. Some instances on the USDA, we can get you in there with nothing down. And 63% will buy a home in the next 2 years, and 21% are currently looking. So we're seeing that demand. It's there. It's coming. 14 wasn't bad. 15 was great. 16 is topping 15. And 17 looks like, from all forecasts, it's going to top 16. So it's continued good news. Be right back. We're going to go to another paid commercial or two.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. I'm your eyes remain,
stop me when I'm passing by. It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hey, I don't know about you listeners, but Pambie sounds good. I'm going to have to look that place up. Houses are tangible. This is a key factor to why real estate remains the number one factor in most people's portfolios. You can see them, you can touch them, you can live in them, you can see the appreciation. They are something you can touch. A lot of other investments like stock, like gold, like bonds and 401ks and things like that. Yeah, you can see the appreciation, but you can't really touch it. Houses you can touch. And a percentage of those surveyed who think each of the following is an excellent investment is very interesting at this point. 49%, nearly 50% thinks owning your own home is the best as an excellent investment. Next is 401s and IRAs. Next is real estate, 16%. So that's other types of real estate beside houses, maybe investment real estate. Mutual funds, followed by stock, followed by bonds. America's choice as the best long-term investment, 35% of the people will tell you real estate is number one, stock is number two, and gold is number three. Interesting. Real estate remains the top choice. Which would be the best way to invest money that you wouldn't need for the next years? 25% of the people say real estate. 23% say cash investments, and the rest split between gold, stock market, and bonds. Let's talk about the fact that we're hearing that home ownership is down. As a percentage of homes, home ownership is down. As a matter of fact, it's dropped from a little over 70% to a little over 60% in the last 10 years. Yet, we still have more homes owned in numbers across the board. So, we're selling houses, but we've got some people who are choosing alternate styles. One is maybe renting, although they're really hard to find in this market. One may be I'm going to lease my place because I don't think I'm going to, especially the millennials, I'm not going to be in this job more than 2 or 3 years. I should not buy. I totally disagree with that. Why not earn equity on those 2 or 3 years? But we're getting people moving out of mom and dad's place, and they usually either go into a rental or into a first-time purchase. I got to tell you, I can show you time after time after time, if you've got decent credit, if you've got a little bit of assets, and you've got some money to put down, it's cheaper to own than to rent. Across New Jersey, that is a statistical fact. And average effective rents in the United States, what we're seeing is that the lower the rent, the higher the increase has been. So it's really sort of sad that the people who can afford the increase the least are the people that get hit the hardest. But that's where the demand is. There's no end of demand for low-end rentals. And as a result, the rentals on low-end apartments and condos and townhouses are going up, and they're going up higher than the high end. In effect, you could typically afford and rent about 30% of your gross. So if you owned wanted a $1,750 one or two bedroom, you'd have to earn somewhere in the upper 50s to afford that comfortably. It's sort of out of proportion because we just don't earn that kind of money here in Hunterdon County or even in Somerset County until you get to the far eastern side of Somerset County. So rentals, we're typically building rentals higher than the market can support, and as a result, we've got some that haven't been rented because of that. And I'm not going to get into the cities, but we did a study internally here, and it looks like two bedrooms are easier to rent than one bedrooms because two people can split it. In other words, an $1,800 two-bedroom is $900 each, while a $1,200, which is about the minimum a one-bedroom goes for in Hunterdon County, is for one person. There's only one bedroom in it unless somebody sleeps on a couch. So we're looking at about 16% year-over-year increase in rents nationwide. Cost of renting versus owning a home, it's a lot cheaper to own in New Jersey. It depends on the state. There's very few states where it's cheaper to rent, but New Jersey, it's a lot cheaper to own than to rent. 3 steps to a 3% down mortgage. This is what I'm getting to. We can get you into a house with 3% down. So if you're thinking about buying a condo, let's say you're thinking about renting a condo and it's $1,200. That condo is probably going to sell between $150 and $200. We can take you and with 3% down, $6,000, get you into it. It's probably going to cost you another 3% to close. So you're going to need somewhere between $6,000 and $12,000 to get in, including closing costs. But a lot of times, both the down payment and the closing cost can be financed. You need to talk to a lender. You need to understand your situation. What we're talking about, they're going to take a look at your credit. They're going to take a look at your longevity in the job and how much you make. They're going to take a look at your other assets, including cash. And they're going to tell you, here's what you can afford to rent. 3% down is not for investors. Investors can't buy it. They're typically 20, 25% down. All you got to do is put the first time amount that you're going to put down towards the 3% and you're home free. Now think about it. You're going to go out and rent a place. You got to pay the first month in advance. Sometimes you got to pay the last month in advance, but typically at least the first month and then a month and a half security. So it's 2.5 months rent. 2.5 months of a $1,200, that's $3,000. $3,000 is half your 3% on a $200,000. It's not that much more as long as you got some credit. The way into middle class for many people is home ownership. They're not going to get there otherwise. You're going to invest. Take those millennials I'm talking about. Invest in a property. Get into it for $10,000 or $12,000. Sit back and watch it go up 4% a year for 3 years, and you're going to walk out with $220,000, $225,000, $230,000, and you can use that towards your next one, no matter where in the country you want to go. Quickly rising rents, mortgage rates, all-time lows, and increasing housing wealth. A lot of young adults in their buying years are struggling to enter the market and are ultimately missing out on the stability and the wealth accumulation that owning a home can provide. That was by Lawrence Young of NAR. So that's what's happening on the housing market from a national viewpoint. Let's take an average day on market. It says New Jersey is looking at 46 to 60. That means from the day I list it to the day I get a contract, How long is it taking? Somewhere between 1.5 to 2 months. And I'm going to go through that by the county level in my next section. Existing home sales have continued to rise. And year over year by region, in the Northeast, we're looking at nearly a 6% increase in existing home sales. We're forecasting that 2017 is going to be even better yet. Well, why is it going to be better yet? First thing is more people are going to have more equity. Another item also dealing with equity is more people are going to listen to me talk or somebody else like me and realize they have more equity than they think. And they're going to wind up putting the house on the market and buying another. Existing home sales continue to increase, and we're seeing some really interesting numbers out there. New home sales, we don't see that much happening in New Jersey, at least Hunterdon County. But the total home sales, we're seeing a steady increase. The pending home sales over the last 18 months, steady increase. That means how many of them are sitting there waiting to close. And then if you look at pending home sales in the Northeast, we're sitting at just under 2%. Now, distressed properties. I'm going to dedicate a whole section to that, so I'm going to put that on hold till we get to our local section. Existing home prices right now in the Northeast, 1.4%. So a statistic in this same presentation that it's like 1.5% in New Jersey, but they're expecting 5% for the year. I, for one, don't think we're going to make that. I think we're going to be lucky if we top out at 3. I mean, it's already September 5th. We're looking at through June numbers, so we're looking at least half. And we looked at the busiest period. So we're talking about somewhere 3 on my calculation, 5 on this guy's calculation. Not a bad place to be. Year-over-year price changes, we're seeing somewhere between 5 and 10% on a national average. But in New Jersey, we're looking at, here's the forecast I saw, 5.1%. This is the forecast for New Jersey, while the United States is 5.3%. So it says New Jersey is keeping up with the nation. I disagree, and I'm going to tell you why in my second section. Housing inventory. This is our issue. New Jersey has one of the weakest housing inventories, and it's weak where we need it the most. We need it in the threes and fours, and we don't have it. As soon as a decent house comes on in the threes and fours, it goes under contract. A lot of times the day it comes on, a lot of times with multiple offers, because there are people sitting there waiting to take this first step, and we don't have the inventory to satisfy the demand that's within that. So we need more inventory, and as more people realize they have more equity in their house than they think they do, that inventory is going to come on. The other thing is we're looking at month's supply. And I'm going to talk about that in our local section as well. Our month supply in Hunterdon County is about 7, and in Somerset County it's about 6. That's almost at the top of the average level. The buyer demand continues. We have moderate buyer traffic in New Jersey. We have foot traffic falling off, and it's not falling off because there isn't an interest. It's foot traffic is falling off because we don't have enough houses to sell, so we're not seeing that foot traffic in the open houses that we would like to see. Last year it was really up. This year it's fallen off a little, mostly driven by the amount of inventory that's on the market. 30-year fixed rate set last month at the end of the month at 3.43. In 14, it was 4% or more. So we're at probably the lowest point in 20 years. We're looking at interest rates rising over the next year somewhere between 0.75% and 1%. If interest rates merely go up 1% from 3.4 to 4.4, you lose 9% of your buying power. To say that backwards, if you can afford a $500,000 house, just to use a round number, at 3.4%, you can only afford roughly a $450,000 house at 4.4%. It takes away. Combine that with the fact that the house prices are going up, and combine that with the fact that you're not getting on with your life, and there's no time like the present. Credit availability is there. It's strong. A lot of people think, well, I need at least a 750. I'm going to give you a statistic that's probably going to knock you right off your seat. Now, I got to tell you, the more credit you've got, FICO-wise, the higher your score, the better the rate you're going to get. But you can still get in, even if you're all the way down into the 600s. 8.5% of the houses that we've closed so far this year have been in the 600 to 650 rate. You're going to pay a little more in interest. You're going to pay a little more in insurance, but you can get into a house. 650 to 7, that's moderate. That's not really good credit yet. 21%. 7 to 750, once you get above 7, you're pulling out, okay? You're getting better, and you're about 24%. So in those three categories, 600 to 750, 54% of all the houses we're selling are in that category. When you go to 750 to 799, that's our sweet spot. That's where the people are getting the great rates, and you can get your credit up by owning a house and making your payments on time. So average for all loans on credit score, FICO-wise, has been 726. On conventionals, they expect a little bit better. They're getting a 754 on the average. And on the FHAs, they're getting a 686 on the average. And veterans, just a little over 7 at 708. The other thing that you got to consider, we talked about this two shows back, is your back-end ratio. Your back-end ratio, I talked to you about rentals. Housing isn't much different. They want you front-end-wise on your mortgage, including interest, including homeowners and insurance, to stay around 30 to 33%. The back-end ratio, that's 30 to 34% of your gross income. If you earn $1,000 a month, they're saying, and who earns $1,000 a month? You're probably earning $5,000 a month. 30% is $1,500 is all you can afford on a mortgage, including interest, taxes, and homeowners insurance. Back end means let's add the car payment in. Let's add the other credit cards in. Now you can get up to 40 to 42% average, 43 max. So that's how we rate where people can afford, what they can afford. It's a matter of their credit history, and it's a matter of the assets they've got and how much money they owe. So this is Joe Peters. I'm with Weikert in Clinton. I do real estate across Hunterdon and Somerton County, Somerset County, and I try to help people make their dreams and goals come true, and I've had a reasonable track record doing that over the last 13 years at this point in time. And let me just play a little bit of my commercial again so you can understand it while I shift gears into our local market.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So that talked about how I can be reached and a little about what I do. Once again, I help people achieve their goals and dreams. I do it across Hunterdon and in Somerset. My business is split about 50-50 between the two counties. And one of the things that's interesting in today's market is that people don't realize what they can get done. I try to get inside their heads with them. I try to understand what it is they're trying to do, so that I'm thinking along with them. And I can't tell you how many people I start talking to about this time this year where we actually do something in the spring or the fall of next year. It takes a while sometimes. People are thinking about it. They just need somebody to talk to. They need a mentor. I can help you, as the ad said, distill all that information down to some meaningful areas and then supplement it with some really accurate information. Don't think you're looking at Zillow and you're getting accuracy. Zillow's a great site. I actually advertise on Zillow, find a lot of people to talk to on Zillow, but the accuracy level there at best is questionable. They just don't have the statistics that the realtors have, and you need what the realtors have. So let's talk about Hunterdon County. Then we're going to talk a little bit about sister county, Somerset County. We sold in August 173 houses. That's all agents, all agencies. 173,000 houses sold in August. Average sale price was $404,889, let's say $405. And the average list price, we listed $211,000. Was about 431 or about 6% more. So, in effect, they'll need a little price changing and they'll get down to where we're selling. 173 is a remarkable number from the fact that the month before we only had 159. So, for the first time that I can recall, we actually went up in August. It's usually the beginning of the downhill slide. We actually went up in August. Key number, there's people out there. Average is 4 to 6 months to inventory, that means if I have 10 houses on the market and I sell two this month, that doesn't mean they close. It just means I got a contract on them. Well, then I divide the two into these 10, and I've got 5 months' supply. 4 to 6 is average. Prices are stable. Over 6, prices have pressure. Under 4, prices are rising. And that not only depends on the month's supply in general, it depends on the month's supply in your town for your price point. So, we have pretty good month supply all the way down to the 600 market. We're looking at 4 months supply in the twos, the threes, the fours, and the fives. We're sitting about a 5 month supply. And then when you get into the sixes, we're at a 12 month supply, the sevens, an 11 month supply, the eights, a 12 month supply. In the nines, we've had no sales whatsoever, so there's no statistics over the last 30 days. And over a million, we have 80 houses listed currently over a million, and we only sold two. That gives us a 40-month supply. So if you're over a million, there's always a market. That's our luxury market. You're going to get some activity, but it's going to take a while. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is our market is below $500,000. 75% of all of our houses sold are sold before below $500,000. That gives us only 25% from $500,000 and up, and only 7% of those, or of the entire 100%, I should say, are over the 700,000 market. The 700,000 market sold 12 houses last month. The month before it was only 6. If you're above 700,000, you've got a challenge on your hand because there's a lot of competition and there's not a lot of market. Why is that? We don't have the jobs to support prices in that price range the way we used to. We used to have a lot of people moving to the West, a lot of people emigrating into Hunterdon County and choosing to live here. I did this in 98. I've been here some 17, 18 years already. We're not seeing that anymore. We're seeing people stop at the Somerset County level or maybe even stay in the Union and Middlesex County level. They're preferring a denser lifestyle. They're preferring to be closer to the jobs that they have to commute to. And thirdly, they're having fewer and fewer children. As a result, with under two children as the average, we are not seeing a need for those big four-bedroom center hall colonials that we have all over Hunterdon County. It's a challenge. We're still active in the fives. You get above six, it starts to soften. You get above seven, it's scary. So if you're thinking about buying or if you're thinking about selling, there's always a market. There's always some people out there. I've sold 2-3 houses on the sale side, and I've listed 2 on the listing side, free now, that are over 500,000. With the exception of one, they've all happened. There is a market. But the people have a lot to choose from as a buyer. You have a lot of competition as a seller, and they're very picky. There's always somebody that needs to sell our house more than you do and willing to lower their price to get it sold. It might be a divorce, might be a job transfer, might be a personal issue that they need some funds. It's tough. It's really tough. I'm glad I'm not in that market anymore. So Let's take a look at the towns, because not only are certain price points hard to sell in, certain towns are hard to sell in. Guess where they're at? The further west you go, the harder it is. We have towns like Clinton, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan. You combine those three areas, I consider Clinton, Clinton Township one, you have about half the market, 43% last month, but usually it's more like 50. We have some places that haven't sold a house. Last month there was only one, Bloomsbury, but we have one or two sales in towns like Frenchtown, Glen Gardner, Hampton, Lebanon, Stockton. And at the same time, you got those popular towns. So there's always a market, but if you take a look at, let me just give you some statistics. Clinton, the town of Clinton, we have 26 houses for sale, we sold 3. That's a 9-month supply. Clinton Township, 82 for sale, we sold 14. That's a 6-month supply. Raritan Township, 160 for sale, we sold 40. We sold a quarter of them. That's a 4-month supply. Reddington, 93 houses for sale, we sold 18. That's a month. Those towns are in great shape. But let's look at some of the houses that aren't. Not houses, but towns. Delaware, 54 for sale, we sold 4. That's a 14-month supply. Franklin Township, 44. Great place to live. I don't know why. It's like one block beyond Clinton Township. 44 houses for sale, we sold 3. 15-month supply. You get over to the river towns like Frenchtown, 16-month supply. You get over to Stockton, 7 months. They only have 7 for sale, and they sold one last month, so it's not a big market over there. Even Tewksbury, that's the furthest east you could go in Hunterdon County, is exit 24. I guess it's 20. You get off, you're in Tewksbury. They have 106 for sale. They sold 8, so 13-month supply. So it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of your price point, and it's a combination of your location. If you're thinking about buying or selling, and you want to talk to somebody who understands the market frontward and backward, has been doing it for the last 13-plus years as a professional, and before that, for another 10 years as an investor, give me a call, 908-238-0118. And everything you can do, I meant to mention this earlier, go to my site, J-P-E-T-E-R-S, jpeters.com. There's a plethora or a bunch of information out there, and you can also send me a note. You could look up listings. You could look up statistics. You can read these newsletters. If you'd like to get a copy of these newsletters, you can drop me a note, and I'll send them to you email-wise. Just register on my site, and I'm not going to call you. I just don't do that. In effect, if I'm not working with you actively, all you're ever going to see is an email from me. Let's take a look at what's happening in Somerset County, because Somerset County, a little bit different. 71% of their sales are under 500, 24% between 500 and a million, and 5% over a million. So if you remember, I said in Hunterdon County, we sold 2 houses above $1 million. We sold 9 times that in Somerset County, 18 houses over $1 million. And I guarantee you, if we looked, some of those are $2 and $3 million houses. It's closer to New York. It's as far as people want to commute. You're going to get the same size house and about half the size of land, and you're going to pay about 20% more. But you're closer, and people like that. We're looking there up until the 8s. You're pretty good shape. The 8s drop up to 9%, 9-month supply, and then over 9, you're at 23, and over a million, they have a 17-month supply. We have a 40-month supply. Their average price point, 436 for the under contracts. Ours is 404. So they're probably about 10%, which it's usually about 18 on an annual basis. Their average list price is 546, and our average list price is 431. We are turning houses over in 95 days. I told you New Jersey was somewhere between 45 and 60, but Hunterdon County is 95 days. It was 60 last month, the month before. Somerset County, we're turning houses over in 68 days on market. So you've got a difference between the two counties. Where they touch, they look identical. In Hunterdon County, Clinton, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan are about as far east as you can go, and they touch areas like Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, and Somerset's a stretch, but Somerset's a really busy area just north of New Brunswick, south of 287 south of where 287 and 22 meet, and then the Warren Township area is very interested. Why is what we're seeing happening? Well, we talked about interest rates. They're at an all-time low, somewhere around 3.5%. If you get out there on a 15-year, you're just under 3%, and a 7-year ARMs are somewhere around 2.75%. So it depends on your ability to pay them back. Once again, how much you earn, how long you've been in your job, how much assets you have, how much down payment you have, you can get one of those rates. It's all depending on risk factor, and then you can afford in proportion to how much you earn, somewhere just around 30-32%. The New Jersey job front, I got to tell you, this is scary, and I don't know why we haven't seen more attention to this. 5 out of the first 7 months, we have job statistics through July. So January through July, 5 out of 7 months, we have gone backwards in 5 of the 7 months. We have put on in jobs 65,000 new jobs in 15, and by the end of 16, we're looking to recover all the jobs we have. But when we saw a decrease last month of 4,700, it makes us forecast that the amount of jobs, once again, I said, in 2015, we put on 65,000 jobs. In 2016, it looks like we're going to put on 8,900 jobs. Scary number. 8,900 plus jobs as compared to the numbers from the previous year. The unemployment rate has risen to 5.2%, which now surpasses the overall U.S. of 4.9%. And I don't know how long it can keep up that we've got job stagnation, as we seem to. And we also have it at the national level. But the market, because there's more supply, the demand, we have more demand than supply, keeps going. Because with such a shortage of inventory, it hasn't affected the housing market. So if you're thinking about selling, you need to get into this as quick as possible. Hopefully these numbers will reverse themselves, but if they don't, I think they could have a long-term effect on what we're able to do. We're seeing forecasts that 17 is going to be better than 16. As I said earlier, 16 is better than 15. If 15 was better, we're having a pretty good year in real estate. But will it continue? I think if these job statistics don't change, the answer is probably it won't continue for long. But hopefully they will change, and we're looking good. I did hear the governor said, and I'm a fan of the governor. I think he gets a lot of bad press because he's in a Democratic state. And I'm not picking on any party. I just think the press is unfair. And I think he, in general, hasn't been here a lot, and I don't think that has helped. But in general, I think he's done an okay job, and he doesn't get credit for it. I think he, in effect, said last week that things have turned a corner in New Jersey and doing a lot better. He may have a month fresher statistics than I do, but from what I'm looking at, what I'm seeing doesn't support what he's talking about. Let's talk about foreclosures. Foreclosures have not gone away. I mean, we've dropped down to 6.5% of the delinquent loans. What a delinquent loan means is you've missed 3 months' payments. It's pretty severe because that's when the foreclosure process kicks in. Might take another couple of years for them to foreclose on your process. But in New Jersey, 6.5%, that's probably one out of 15 houses, is 90 days behind. We're number one in the country. The average rate for the entire country is 2.8. So it's roughly three times, two to two and a half times what the average rate has been. The foreclosure filings this year are probably going to be something like 73,000, which is a slight improvement to the 77,000 from the year before. And with the shortage of inventory, this is giving us some short sales on the market that's filling in for that inventory. So it's making the problem not seem as severe as it is. But if you go out and fall in love with a foreclosure, there's a couple of things that happen. Number one, you got to talk to a bank, through a realtor, through a lot of paperwork, and in effect, it takes a long time. Just by those definitions, it takes a long time. The banks typically take months to get back to you, and by the time they get back to you, you've probably just about given up or found something else. And as a result, I would say most foreclosures, better than 50%, maybe better than 75%, fall apart, don't come to fruition. But you can find a decent buy on a foreclosure. The issue is that the people in foreclosures are short on money and are not happy, and they haven't taken care of their house for one of those two reasons. And as a result, the house you're going to buy is going to need some work. You're going to buy a house that the bank isn't going to fix a thing, and you're going to buy a house that's going to take at least 9 months to close on. And unless it's already bank-owned, it's just fraught with pain. It's painful to get started, it's painful to go through, and in most cases, as I said, it doesn't come to fruition. Maybe one out of four comes to fruition. So those are the factors that are making New Jersey do what it's doing right now. Our home sales are rising. We're up 2%. Marks the 23rd month in a row we're up. That's good. On a year-to-basis, it gives us 21% year-over-year. As year-over-year, it's 21%. On a year-to-date basis, it's 13%. It's most widely seen in the under 400 market, and that's where people and millennials are transitioning into home ownership. During the same period, the houses priced above $2.5 million are seeing decreasing by 3%. And we're also seeing that because most buyers are first-time buyers, better than half right now. Same time, the number of homes being offered for sale in New Jersey has remained low, and it's recently decreased. The supply has been decreased by some 6,000 homes as compared to a year ago, and that's minus 10%. And we have 22,000 homes, 30% fewer than we had in 2011. So the current unsold in New Jersey is just under 5.3 months inventory. That's about average. And it was 5.9 just a year ago. So it's going in the wrong direction. Well, it's going in a good direction if you want prices to go up, but it's not going in the right direction because we could be selling a lot more if we had more. And current to slightly decreasing interest rates combined with the fear of higher interest rates combined with the Fed's slightly tightening of the mortgage standards over the last 30 days and some prices going up, it gives you a tough market. So let me give you the recap as I see it. And I see it based on the things I've just read off to you. 2016 is not a normal year. From the elections to housing, it's just not a normal year. And this may be the new normal. Yet we've seen a surge in home sales over 2000, especially under the 400 market. But we're still plagued with not having enough inventory in the more popular price points. Sales could be even better if we did. And the inventory builds up, prices continue to rise, people are no longer underwater, this should have a positive effect. We're going to have more to sell. The more we have to sell, more people are going to buy, and we're going to see some increase on pricing. Year to date, we've seen a 1%, 1.5% increase in New Jersey, and it's forecasted to be 5% by the national statistics, but I really question it. I think it's going to be between 3 and 4. We're also starting to see people in their homes over 10 years thinking about making a change. This is a dramatic improvement because they've built up the equity or just stayed there as long as they can and they're ready to do something. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm seeing a lot of that. They were reluctant over the past 5 years or so because of the poor economy. People usually change a house every 7 years or so. Now it's about every 12 years, but the increase is there, and that's good news. And the foreclosures, to some extent, are helping offset the fewer listings. Net-net, as either a seller or a buyer, time could not be better to be on the market. With the lowest interest in history, a pent-up demand from both buyer and seller viewpoint, and very active market with slightly increasing prices, especially under 500. Over 500, I'm not seeing increases at all. I'm actually seeing pressure. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. My name is Joe Peters. You can visit my site, jpeters.com. And one way or another, I can discuss with you what's on your mind, and I can help you better understand what's happening in the market across Hunterdon and Somerset County, and hopefully make your hopes and dreams come true and bring you to the point where you want to be. I'm a skilled professional. I do this for a living. I've sold hundreds of houses. I'd like to help you. I need to hear from you. 908-238-0118. So we've got a few minutes left, and in that amount of time, what I'd like to talk about is what I'm seeing in general from the market that I haven't talked about already. One, we're seeing a lot of first-time buyers. It's half our market. I have mentioned that before, but I just want to emphasize that the market is down there in the 150 to 3, but that's also causing the 350 to 5 market to happen. So that constitutes where our business is coming from. It's the guys are moving out of mom and dad's house. It's cheaper to buy than to rent. You start building equity. The market is down in the predominantly 2s, 3s, and to some extent in the 4s. If you get above 5s, the higher you get, the more challenging it gets. And I don't see that improving quickly because we don't see the demand for the big 4-bedroom colonials that we've been building for the last 20 years. We've sort of jurisdicted ourselves into a direction that has put us into this tailspin. We need 2-3 acre building lots. Some towns are higher than that. As a result, you're not going to put up a two-bedroom cape on a 3-acre lot. You're going to build a 4-bedroom center hall colonial because that's what was selling. Well, they ain't selling anymore. They're tougher to sell. There's still a demand. If you've got one, we can still get it sold for you, but your challenge is going to be in getting it priced right and, depending on your location, how long you're willing to wait in order to get the right price. A lot of times I'm seeing people have to market below where they were hoping to sell it at in order to get it sold because, oh, let's face it, if you're selling a $575,000, $600,000 house, now you're competing with houses that were $800,000 and $900,000. Not 5 years ago. There's some really nice houses out there for sale. And the further west you go, the more challenging that is. It lowers the price. So we do have a market. We do have buyers. And from a seller viewpoint, we can get it sold for you. It's just going to take a little more skill. And from a buyer's viewpoint, it's going to take a lot more skill than your agent because what you need is to understand the day it comes on what's coming on the market. I'm going to say that again. You need to know the day it comes on what's coming on the market as a buyer, or you're not going to find the house you want. There's too much competition right now. So, Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. Let's have a casual conversation. My style is very low pressure, high information, and as I said, you're going to have to call me. I'd be more than happy to help you, or go on to my site, jpeters.com. And there's lots of ways to talk to me or just glean information. If you'd like to get a copy of the information I just gave you, you can send me an email at jpeters@jpeters.com, and I'll be more than happy to reply by adding you to my mailing list. I put out about 2,800 email copies of this newsletter every month. And I get about a 10% open rate. And I guarantee you, some people have time 1 month and don't another. It's not the same 10%. I've got a pretty good read rate on it and a pretty good response rate from my internet site. I also publish a blog daily with some information on what's happening in our area. And I'd be more than happy to help you achieve your goals and dreams. Joe Peters at Weichert Realtors. I'm going to go to a commercial and then back to the news. Thank you.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You're going to see a doctor, a really good doctor. You're going to get taken care of 100%, and your government is going to pay your bill, and you're going to be all set. It's going to be very good.
Donald Trump on the campaign trail speaking about the failures of the Veterans Administration to care for America's veterans. Trump says it will be a priority of his administration to make sure America's heroes are treated with the respect that they deserve. Coughing on the campaign trail, starting to dog Hillary Clinton, questions about her health being raised by the Trump campaign. Trump says that she's hiding something. President Obama speaking about North Korea, saying the actions of that country are precluding them from being a world citizen.
We want peace and security for all peoples, but their current behavior has not been ones that are conducive to the kinds of dialogue and diplomacy that both the ROK and the United States would prefer.
USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control, checking in.